Notorious Beatles group, alleged Islamic State killer charged with terrorism in UK. By Breitbart London on August 11, 2022. London, AP, an alleged member of an Islamic State group cell nicknamed the Beatles that tortured and killed Western hostages was charged with terrorism offences in Britain on Thursday after being deported from Turkey. Anya Davis, 38, was arrested at Luton Airport north of London on Wednesday night after arriving on a flight from Turkey and charged with offences under the Terrorism Act, the Metropolitan Police Service said. During a court appearance on Thursday, Senior District Judge Paul Goldspring ordered Davis held in custody until his next court appearance on September 2. The militants dubbed the Beatles by their captives because of their British accents, held about 24 Westerners a decade ago, when IS controlled a large swath of Syria and Iraq. Several of the captives were killed in gruesome beheadings that were broadcast online, including Americans James Foley and Stephen Sotloff and Britons David Haynes and Alan Henning. Davis spoke briefly to confirm his name and date of birth during a brief hearing at London's Westminster Magistrates Court. He wasn't asked to enter a plea. Prosecutors say he has been charged with possession of a firearm for terror purposes, and two charges related to funding terrorism, after a friend allegedly tried to take €20,000 to Syria. The charges relate to alleged offences in 2013 and 2014. Davis was arrested in Turley in 2015 and convicted in 2017 of belonging to the Islamic State group. During his trial there, he denied being one of the Beatles. The group's four alleged members knew one another in West London before travelling to the Middle East and joining IS. Muhammad Amwazi, who carried out the executions and was nicknamed Jihadi John, was killed in a drone strike in 2015. Two others, Alexander Cody and El Shafi El Sheikh, were captured by US-backed Kurdish forces in 2018 and are imprisoned in the US. Cody has been given a life sentence and El Sheikh is expected to get life when he is formally sentenced later this month.